Okay, can you see it now, Ricky?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
That's perfect.
All right.
All right, so I'd like to call the meeting to order. I'll take roll call. Dale?
Here.
And Kelly's on her way, and I am here.
Okay.
Okay. So do you want us to go ahead with a motion to approve and adopt the agenda?
Yeah, go ahead and ask for a motion. Someone can second it, and then I'll go ahead and apprise the board of some amendments.
Yes. All right. So I'd like to call for a motion. Dale, would you?
Dale, so move, yeah.
All right. I'll go ahead and I'll second it. And then, Kurt, you had something
yeah.
you wanted to bring
sure.
up?
Today, again, we are not going to have closed session, so we're going to skip items 3, 4, 5, and 6. We'll go right to number 7, and then I'm bringing the screen down. When you get down to 11.2, it reads approval of resolutions and titles of the Board of Directors of California Pacific Charter Schools, approving the transfer of operation of California Pacific Charter School - San Diego. In parentheses, it would read Stage O Charter, very similar to what we have right here under 11.3. So again, on 11.2, we're going to add Stage O Charter. And those are the only changes that I have.
All right. Thank you. So I'm going to call for the vote.
Mm-hmm.
Dale?
Aye.
And I also say aye. So with the change, so noted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll go to the
now,
pledge.
We can go to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
Dale, would you like to lead us in the pledge?
It will be my pleasure. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic
for which stands
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. We'll go on to, are there any public comments at this? No, we're just, you know, any public comments at this time?
Lori, did you get any public comments?
No, I did not.
Okay. We can go on to item 9.
Correspondence proposals reports. Anything there to report?
Yeah, we've got our presentation of our safe reopen plan for the office, and I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to Corey Amador. She's our director of HR. Corey, would you like me to share or give you access to my screen?
Thank you. That won't be necessary. I just wanted to provide the board with some highlights. Good afternoon. Also, I just wanted to let you know, Director Christine, she is having some technical difficulties and will be joining us as soon as possible. So in regards to the Safe Reopen Plan, we just wanted to make sure that you were aware of the plan that we have prepared and inform you that it has been created in compliance with state and local requirements. But more importantly, we wanted to assure you that staff have prepared the plan in abundance of caution to ensure safety of all of our employees as well as any of our visitors to the office. And to just reiterate, this is a safe reopen plan specifically for our office functions, and it was prepared for our administrative offices in Newport Beach. The plan was developed using technical resources, CDC, OSHA, State of California guidelines, the Orange County guidelines, even County of San Diego as a resource. San Diego County Office of Education provided some wonderful resources. Fulton Risk Management, as well as two of our attorney's offices that have provided us with different trainings and resources. That would be Paul Plevin, Sullivan, and Connaughton, as well as Young Union Corps. The plan is posted on the front door to the offices and will be shared with staff tomorrow. Staff will be provided training on the safe practices to ensure minimization of the risk of exposure. The plan includes a link to a CDC training that is offered. It's just a couple of minutes. It'll go over safety precautions that staff should take while they're in the office. And additionally, we are providing posting signs on the door as well as in the office for reminders to staff about safe practices, including social distancing, wearing face masks, frequent hand washing, and even wiping down of any surfaces that they may come in contact with. Some staff will actually be returning to our administrative office on Monday, since there are several projects that need to be completed within the office. And so we believe that the way the Newport office is set up, will provide sufficient space for staff as there's individual workstations and offices within that space to be able to provide that social distancing that's required. Also, before heading into the office, staff will be completing a self-checker using CC's website. It's an alternative option in lieu of taking staff temperatures. So each morning before an employee would head into the office, they will go to that website, they will complete the self-checker, and they will send a screenshot to our employee benefits specialist, Jackie Mercado. If there are any reasons why the individual would not be able to come into the office, we will certainly engage them in the accommodation process. So in addition to those items, we have a new requirement in terms of OSHA, and that is if we have any employee who may have contracted COVID-19 in the course of work, we have an obligation to complete a form, or complete an investigation, as well as complete Form 300 and submit that to OSHA in addition to our normal work comp reporting requirements. So that is the conclusion of my highlights of our report. Are there any questions?
Does anyone have any questions?
This is Dale. No questions. Great, great job. Sounds like you thought of everything.
Really good report, Corey. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. So consent calendar. Approval of special education master contract and approval of Sonoma County Charter CELSA 2020-2021.
You can take that.
Consent calendar personnel services approval of job description. So if I may get a motion from the floor, please.
All right, Bill.
So move.
All right, and I'll second. And then is there any discussion? Kurt, do you have any follow-up on this?
No discussion on consent.
Okay. I'll take the roll call vote. Dale?
Aye.
And Ricky? Aye. And Kelly's not here yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Business Financial Services, Budget Adoption 2020-2021. If I may have a motion from the floor, please.
So moved.
And I'll second. Any discussion?
Yeah, thank you, Ricky. It's nice that we've got Shannon Green on the call in case there are any questions, but really want to give a shout out to the work she's done behind the scenes with Christine and Corey, also taking a look at it, and I joined a few of the meetings to really drill down to make sure that our budget was spot on, it was updated, and everything was where it was needed to be. And again, just excellent job last week. As we've looked at it, we feel real good. Now keep in mind, when we look at this budget, it's just not California Pacific Charter Sonoma. We're also adding Los Angeles and San Diego. So much more revenue. When we look at our reserve, we're real pleased that we're in the ballpark of about 32%. So that'll be something that'll really help us out. And we know that we're going to need that money as we go through the 2020-2021 school year.
Great. Okay. Any questions from anyone?
Dale, no questions.
All right. I'll call for the vote. Dale?
Go ahead.
I'm calling for the vote, so do I have an aye?
Aye.
Okay, and Ricky says aye.
Okay.
So moved. Approval of resolutions entitled the Board of Directors of California Pacific Charter Schools approving the transfer of operation of California Pacific Charter School San Diego, and then that's where it should be in parentheses.
Sage
of
Charter.
Sage, okay.
Yeah.
So if I may have a motion from the floor, please.
Yeah, so moved as amended.
All right. And I second as amended. Any discussion?
Yes, again, thank you, Ricky. This year we've really worked hard to show a lot more transparency and clarity in our organization. So to try to provide you with an overview and keep it somewhat simple, but it is complicated. We had a nonprofit that was Community Collaborative Virtual School on July 1st that will change the nonprofit to Sage Oak Charter School. We now under Community Collaborative Virtual School, we did have a CalPAC school, and we know that what we need to do now is to make it simpler and easier to follow. We're going to move that school down to the nonprofit California Pacific Charter School. The real bonus here is we look at this item, it's going to be a gain in revenue of almost $3.5 million. So that's really, really going to help us out. And then again, we'll get additional students.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll call for the vote. Dale?
Aye.
Ricky, aye. And Kelly is absent. Okay. Approval of resolution entitled the Board of Directors of California Pacific Charter Schools approving the transfer of operation of California Pacific Charter Schools Los Angeles Excel Academy Charter. May I have a motion from the floor, please? Dale?
Yeah, sorry. I apologize. I'm distracted a little bit, you guys. My wife had a flat, and I'm trying to navigate that while I'm here, so I apologize. Yeah, so so moved.
It's been a day.
I thought I was doing a good job, and I apparently have not.
I'll second the motion. Kurt, is there any discussion on this?
Yeah, Dale is so calm when he changes the tire. He's not even He's our go-to guy. This item here is very similar to 11.2, and again, it gave you a little bit of context here. So we had a nonprofit that was Community Collaborative Charter School, and we've gone through that change. It will be effective on July 1st, and that would be Excel Academy Charter. And what we did have is we had a school there named Community Collaborative Charter School, and we felt the best thing to do was getting this real revision, which we did, to change that to California Pacific Charter for Los Angeles. So to wrap things up, we're going to drop that school down and become the nonprofit California Pacific Charter School. Again, the look at our background. I'm sorry, if we look at the increased revenue, it's about $3.3 million. And that'll be effective July 1st.
All right, that's great. This is the news. So I'm going to call for the vote. Gail?
Aye.
And I also vote aye. Ratification of Delta Services DTF Licensing Agreement, California Pacific Charter Schools. May I have a motion from the floor, please?
So moved.
I'll second. Kurt, any discussion?
This actually came to our attention from a representative from DTF. They sent us about 3 or 4 weeks ago. They should have sent us a contract in February, which they failed to do. But they're a great service. They really provide some uniformity and professionalism to our documents, like our WASC, our LCAP, our SARC. And we know that this is something that makes things really, really, it ties them all together. Fiscal impact for the three schools would be $816.
That's terrific. really good news. Okay, so I'm going to call for the vote. Dale?
Aye.
And I also say aye, and Kelly is absent. Education Student Services, approval of COVID-19 operations written report, California Pacific Charter School, Sonoma, Guerneville, number 2037. May I have a motion from the floor, please.
So moved.
And I'll second that. Kurt?
Yeah. Thank you, Ricky. We are so fortunate that we have Moana Miller, and she's our coordinator of special projects, and anything that comes her way, if it's LCAS, if it's WASC, now we have COVID-19, and Moana, she's literally just full immersion. She jumps in, she gets it done. So, Moana, I think you've got a few of these today, so let's continue to do great work, and I'll turn it over to you.
Great. Thank you, Kurt. Good evening, board members. I appreciate the opportunity to share with you the operations report for California Pacific Charter School. As you know, due to the pandemic, the LCAP has been pushed out to be due December 15th. In its place, schools are required to publish a written report that explains how we responded to the pandemic, including steps we have taken to deliver distance learning and meet the needs of disadvantaged students. There were five prompts we were required to respond to. I know that you've had an opportunity to see it and read it, so I'll summarize the report for you with a few key highlights from the report. So prompt one was to explain any program changes that occurred as a result of school closures and the major impacts that resulted. Excuse me. California Pacific Charter School students learn with the flexibility of online courses and curriculum. As a result, the CalPAC online programs continue to be available to students without disruption, providing students with ongoing coursework and teacher support. Teachers continue to meet weekly with students for virtual meetings using online classroom, phone, email, and instant messaging. One impact that has occurred as a result of the pandemic was that California Pacific Charter High School graduation ceremony, had to be changed up to ensure the health and well-being of the students and families. In lieu of the in-person graduation, CalPAC produced a pre-recorded online graduation to honor graduates. The graduating students received graduation in a box that included graduation signs, materials, caps, and gowns to host a stay-at-home graduation. Prompt number two was to provide a description of how we are meeting the needs of our English learners, our foster youth, and low-income students. The Edgenuity English Language Learner Curriculum provides the academic English and literacy development for our English learner students. Translated information and updates in students' home languages are available upon request. Teachers do weekly wellness and academic checks through regular communication with students and families. Correspondence via emails, texts, and virtual meetings using Adobe Connect or Zoom are utilized to inquire on the social-emotional health of each student and to communicate connections to community resources. To stay current with COVID-19 updates and best practices for students, staff participated in the CDE English Learner Updates and webinars, student support service webinars, and joint homeless and AB 490 foster care service webinars. The director and assistant director also participated in meetings focused on COVID-19 updates. Amid the COVID-19's increased stress levels, California Pacific Charter School special education students have the services and attention needed to be successful academically and emotionally. Following social distancing criteria, the special education team met more often than required via Zoom to ensure students are receiving the services in their IEPs. We also implemented this heightened attentiveness to all of our student groups. Prompt three was about providing a description of the steps that have been taken by the school to continue delivering high-quality distance learning opportunities. California Pacific Charter School utilizes an enriched virtual blended learning model that allows students to continue their education. Teachers of record are highly qualified and participate in ongoing training and practices to support the online instruction of their students. Chromebooks and hotspots are provided to all students for home connectivity. Students have access to digital devices and internet service they need to complete their required schoolwork. And technical support is available virtually. To maintain communication with students and families, teacher correspondence via email, text, or virtual classroom are used for regular check-ins for support with lessons, coursework, and an opportunity to connect with students and families and to do wellness checks. The director does wellness check-ins with teachers and staff during weekly meetings. Special education students continue to receive services per their IEP. Because California Pacific Charter School is non-classroom-based, most students were receiving virtual services. Any student with face-to-face services were offered virtual services. The special education teams have also engaged in virtual testing to continue to meet annual and tri-annual timelines. At this time, there was one reported case of a student contracting the virus. CalPAC worked with the student's attendance and program requirements, and CalPAC is happy to report that the student graduated, so there were no adverse effects. There have been no reported cases of staff contracting the virus. Prompt number four is about providing a description of the steps California Pacific Charter School has taken to provide school meals. California Pacific Charter School is a non-classroom-based charter school and does not operate a meal program. However, CalPAC is committed to providing support to students and families during this pandemic by identifying community resources that provide food sources, childcare, health care, and employment opportunities. Communication of all resources is made during teacher weekly check-ins. And prompt number five is about providing a description of the steps that have been taken to arrange for supervision of students during ordinary school hours. Now, this prompt is primarily focused on providing support with childcare for essential workers. And although California Pacific Charter School did not close, they were committed to identifying resources that would support the needs of their students and families. Resources were communicated during student and parent meetings as needed. And that ends my report. Are there any questions?
Thank you so much for such a
detailed no question.
Thank you. Thank you for such a detailed report. That was really good to know and good to hear.
Thank you.
I don't have any questions either. So I'm going to call the vote. Dale?
Aye.
And Ricky?
Aye.
And Kelly is absent. Okay. Next scheduled meeting is going to be held virtually on July 9th, 2020. And then we'll move on to board comments. Gail, do you have any comments?
Compliment the staff on really thinking about, you know, all the details related to COVID. I was on a call earlier today with a gentleman named Elliot Washore, who oversees big picture learning. And, you know, they're really doubling down on, you know, during this time, because they've been virtual based for a long time, just as we have. And, you know, just giving every attention to detail is important during this time, specifically to keep our kids healthy and our staff healthy, but also to create, you know, the most engaging opportunities for our kids. So good job.
Mm-hmm. And I would just like to say also to the staff, thank you for your flexibility and agility in meeting these needs. In January and February, we had absolutely no idea, and here we are. So you've done a great job in putting the plans all together and reporting on what our plans going forward are. So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt, comments?
Yeah, I want to echo Dale's remarks, and Ricky, just like you, that's literally caught us by surprise, that we want all students in California to get the best education possible. I think we're in a really, really good position, that we're able to be resilient. Again, we can pivot quickly and continue to serve, but again, let's continue to share best practices. On Monday night, it was a great night. We were delighted, Christine Beer and I, to join the Guerneville board meeting and just give them an update on our first year, and great remarks from Dana Pedersen, the superintendent. She always does a great job, and just missed that kind of that fireside chat feel of that nice room that we're in and doing it virtually. But it was very, very good. I think the board does a phenomenal job. Dana really keeps them well-versed on what's going on, what they need to look out for. So I was impressed, and Cherie, with her extensive knowledge on budgeting. Dana's got a great lieutenant right there. So, again, shout-out to everyone up in Guerneville. And then the other item I wanted to share is that with our DMS, we finished our first year, and just like any first year, it's important to look back. And right now we're in the process of developing an evaluation rubric or tool to really have them internally do an audit on some of the things that they've done, do it on a rating scale of, say, 1 to 5 with a narrative. Then we'll do the same thing by nonprofit. And we'll bring that to you in July for a review, and then we'll present that in August, so we feel real good about that. The other thing that we did earlier this week, because we tend not to have enough board meetings in our organization, is we had our first Charter Services Organization meeting on Tuesday afternoon. That was a virtual meeting. And just an all-star cast with our new board members. We did a lot of work behind the scenes to bring them up to speed. Everyone, cabinet members, especially just reaching out and getting an abundance of information to them. As I shared earlier today, I think with the backup and everything, we have about 109 pages of information. But it was a great start. And David Franklin, that was on this board, it was his first time actually running the meeting. But he made us proud that David did a really, really nice job. But for everyone, I would like to personally thank you again for a fantastic year. Please be safe on the 4th of July. Keep that positivity. And I'm starting to see light at the end of the tunnel, and I think we're going to come out of this whole situation better as a community, better as a state, and better as a nation and a world.
Well said.
Thank you.
Good to see you all virtually, and ditto, ditto, ditto.
Take care.
That's right.
So we're going to move on to adjournment. I need a motion from the floor, please, Dale.
So moved. So moved to adjourn.
I'll second, and we'll call for the vote. Dale?
Aye.
And Ruthie, aye.
How about for timing, everyone?
Oh, that's good.
Good timing.
Kelly, that was a rehearsal. We need to go back to number one. You hanging in there?
Yeah.
Breathe, Kelly.
Yeah.
Just breathe. It's almost Friday.
I'd like to say that makes a difference, but yeah. No, that was my apologies for being late. That was a marathon call that I was on for school reopening. So, my apologies.
I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, everybody. Thank you again. Have a safe 4th of July.
Yes, and happy Father's Day to the fathers. Take care, everybody.
Happy Father's Day, yes. How can we possibly forget that, my God?
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye.